بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. Respect brothers, this is the month of February, and this whole month has been regarded as annual celebration of African American people, black people. And because if you study the history of US, you find this African people had no value, no human rights, and they never had opportunity to vote. So after civil war and fighting and all these things, finally they have decided to give the status to the black people. That's why to honor this community, they are celebrating every year the February month as a Black History Month. And this was legalized in the time of President Gerald Ford in 1976, and he declared the month of February as the month of Black History, commemorating the President Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, because their birthdays happens to be in month of February. So since 1976, this celebration is taking place every month. They are honoring the black community. And until the 1920, they had no right to vote. Only in 1920, that 19th Amendment came in existence, and then it was granted the status to the woman, and the black people right to vote in the 15th Amendment. Nevertheless, what I like to highlight in today's sermon, Islam is the universal religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected this religion of Islam for the whole of mankind. So there is no racism in Islam. Islam doesn't allow anyone to hate or love because of the color of his skin. That's why in this Surah Al-Hujurat, which I have just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that, O mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, indeed we have created you from the male and female, one single male, Hazrat Adam al-Salam and Hawa al-Salam, and have made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another, recognition of each other. That's the only reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in different nations and tribes. Verily, the most honorable person of you in my sight, Allah ta'ala says, is the most righteous. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing and all-aware of your hearts, condition of your hearts and your actions. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear that if you want to pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to be successful in hereafter, Allah ta'ala is not going to look at you to your skin. Allah will look at to your heart and your action. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ جِسَامِكُمْ وَلَاكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to look at to your faces, how beautiful, handsome, attractive you are, physically, appearance, your skin, or Allah is going to look at to your heart. What is there is taqwa, piety, fear of Allah, righteousness is there or not, and your actions. Whatever you are doing for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, for the name of faith. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge, regardless of the color of the skin or the lineage or, you know, any tribe. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, O mankind, your Lord is one. We believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, kulhu Allahu ahad. and your father is one, Adam alayhi salam. So you all descendant from Adam alayhi salam. And Adam alayhi salam was created from the dust. He is most honored amongst you inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most upright or noble or superior to none. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this hadith, which have given the khutbah at Hajjatul Wada, at Maidan of Arafat, in the khutbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made this thing clear. Who is most upright? No Arab is superior to non-Arab. No colored person to a white person, or white to a black person, except by the piety and righteousness. So this is the clear message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we can hate a person because of the color? Allah has created. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَىٰ هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَىٰ is Allah's one, Allah's Qudrat, who is shaping and creating you in the womb of mothers, the way He likes, the way He wishes. So if a person is born black, it is not his choice. Allah has created him in the womb of mother with that color. If a person is born white, he should not boast upon himself because of the color of the skin, because Allah has created him and it is Allah's choice, it is Allah's mercy. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted at the shapes and the colors, we should be happy and pleased with that. Because at the end of the day, Allah is not going to look at your color. He's not going to judge you according to your family lineage. He's not going to judge you according to your wealth or your position in this world. Only Allah is going to look at your amal and your niyyah. How was your niyyah? Ikhlas, sincerity or not? Or why you were doing the amal and actions? To get the name and fame or to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This will be the judgment in the Yawm al-Qiyamah. So if you study the Islamic history, you will find there's no time to go in detail, but Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Jibreel alayhi salam came down to the earth to collect the sands according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salam went all over and he collected different colors of the sands. And with different color of the sands, the statue of Adam alayhi salam was made of. And then the progeny of Adam alayhi salam came from the different color. That's why the second generation, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, after the flood took place and the people, disobedient people, were destroyed and drowned, amongst them was Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam's own son Kana'an. He was kafir. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, was convincing him, calling him, but he did not listen to his father. And he said, no, I'm going to go on top of the mountain and I'll be safe over there. And then the flood, the wave came and he was drowned in front of Nuh alayhi salam. His name was Kana'an. And there were three other sons of Nuh alayhi salam who were believers, who embraced Islam on the hands of his father, Nuh alayhi salam. And they were with Nuh alayhi salam on the board, on the ark of Nuh alayhi salam. So when the flood was subsided and the ark was landed onto the Mount Judi, and all this progeny or followers of Nuh alayhi salam, they all came down from the ark and they started living again. So there were three sons of Nuh alayhi salam who were believers. One was Sam, one was Ham, and one was Yafis. So Sam was white in color. So all the progeny of white came from the son of Nuh alayhi salam, Sam. And the other son, Ham, was a black complex. So all the Africans and all those people who came, they were the progeny of other son of Nuh alayhi salam, Ham. And the other third son of Nuh alayhi salam was Yafis. And from Yafis, all the brown colors progeny came out. So Asian people, their complex is from the third son of Nuh alayhi salam. But if you think, after all, all three sons were from one single father, Nuh alayhi salam, and from Adam alayhi salam. So that's why black, white, and brown, and maroon, they all are brothers. That's why in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إنما المسلمون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم. Verily the Muslims, those who are reciting Kalima La ilaha illallah, they all are brothers amongst themselves. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, there is no superiority of Arab to the non-Arabs or white upon the black. Illa bi taqwa Allah, except the piety and taqwa. And according to the history of Islam, you will find that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam were black in complex, and they were prophet of Allah. Bibi Hajira was black in complex, who was the wife of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Umme Ayman, Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, Zayd ibn Harisa, Osama bin Zayd, and there are so many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Sumayya, Hazrat Yasir, Hazrat Sauda, and Hazrat Maria, and amongst the scholars also Hassan Basri, Luqman Hakim, and Muhammad ibn Sirin, Tariq ibn Ziyad, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, and Hazrat Wahshi, who killed the Musallama bin Kazzab, and Hazrat Yasin. There are so many names, all these great, great scholars in Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were black in complex. But look at how great work they have done. What achievement they have done through their lives. Look at how all these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah never hated anyone. You will surprise, Hazrat Umme Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha was from Abyssinia, slave girl. Hazrat Abdullah, the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, purchased her as a slave girl and gave it to his wife Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha prior to the pregnancy of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she was the girl, she was the woman who stayed in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prior to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all his life, all her life, she was there with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving the service to Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. After the demise of Amina, she took over the upbringing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was so fortunate woman, so respected woman, that Rasulullah, because Hazrat Amina passed away when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was only 6 years old. So after that moment, at the place called Abawa, when she was coming, there were only three people, Hazrat Amina, Hazrat Umme Ayman, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming back from the Yathrib towards Makkah. And on the way, the place called Abawa, Hazrat Amina passed away. So there was no one else in the desert, in the jungle, only except this one woman, Hazrat Umme Ayman. So before she died, Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha handed over his beloved son Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hand of Umme Ayman. Look at the dignity and honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to Umme Ayman. The childhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was spent in the laps of this Abyssinian woman. And until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married, and all the way she did not leave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, she was still there in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So longest period from the time of birth till the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was only one woman, which is a black Abyssinian woman, who spent her entire life in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, and then Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, there are so many other incidents, inshallah, will continue. May Allah give us tawfiq to respect and honor each and every Muslim brother, regardless of the skin and the creed of Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.